found this and wanted to throw this out and see what kind of memories it may trigger and see if you agree, disagree. This is from an online site, Hot Cars, hotcars.com. And it has released a list, it says, is of the 10 worst car features from the 1980s. Things that were so bad that we no longer have today. Some, they say, may have certainly been bad in the 80s and given way to better innovations that we have today. But as Hot Cars says, car makers in the 80s were racing to produce the best and most innovative cars and car features to grab the market. Some developed the foundations for some of the innovations we have today, but many from the 1980s are iconic for quickly disappearing into obsolescence. Mm-hmm. Well,
I would save them a lot of trouble.
What's that?
I would just say all the cars of the 80s were the worst. Leave it there. You know?
Remember, yes, some of those cars that were, here's a different way it looks, but it's the same basic platform. And Ooh. Well, here you go. The top 10 from Hot Cars. Number 10, automatic seatbelts.
Yeah.
Say were perhaps a good idea for safety, but a lot of them never worked right.
Yep.
Some were not comfortable. A lot of people found ways to disable and get around them. Not to mention the high cost of repair if they broke down. Mm-hmm. I remember those.
Yeah, I do too.
You get in and but you had to sometimes, and depending on the vehicle, the way they were done, kind of had to duck in out underneath them.
Yep. Yeah.
Automatic seatbelts.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
No, they weren't a good idea.
I don't remember this one. Maybe you guys do. You tell me. Number 9, worst car features of the 1980s, headlight wipers.
Headlamp what?
Wipers.
Headlight wipers, yeah. Wipers for your headlamps.
Really? Yeah, most of them were on expensive cars, though. They weren't.
I was going to say.
So they were okay.
They weren't on cars I bought.
I know Mercedes had them for a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do. Some cars may still even have them.
I don't remember at all.
Yep.
No. It says
didn't do any good, but they were there.
Yeah, why bother? What purpose?
Number 8, T-tops.
Oh, yeah.
T-tops.
Yeah, those were popular.
Probably the most famous one was the Trans Am, but there were quite a number of them that had T-tops.
Mm-hmm. They say that it was supposed to be a low-cost method to turn a car into a type of convertible, but again, some of the ways that you had to remove them to make that happen.
And stash them.
How to store them.
And some people found leakage. Never a good thing. I don't remember this one. Landau tops.
Yeah.
They
were kind of a
Thunderbird.
Yeah, they were a covered top and usually had some kind of decorative metal at the back that made them look like they were expensive.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Here's one certainly from the 80s when cars had CB radios.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't have to install it yourself. Yeah. They were part of the car.
Well, I don't think that was the worst idea back at the time. That was, that was pretty well established back at the time. They went away because there's so many other forms of communication came along.
And that's basically what they say. This is one of those that, because of innovation, but looking back, that CB radio becomes one of those long forgotten.
If we didn't have that, where else would we have learned to say 10-4, good buddy?
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Smoky over the hill.
That's right. Listen, that's how they worked.
Yeah, the early innovations of perhaps not paying attention when you should be because you're on your CB. Number 5, top 10 worst car feature of the 1980s from Hot Cars, velour seats.
Ah, yeah.
Mm. Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oof.
Mm. That's all we have to say.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting because it's almost like number 4. Almost like a CB radio. Number 4, of course, no longer is in existence today, but at the time it was a staple. Car phones. Remember a car phone?
Oh, yeah. First, many years ago when I first got in the business and was out at the station I worked for, they had a car phone installed in the car. And it took forever to make a call because you picked up the phone, you had to do something, you had to wait for a dial tone, then you finally had to dial. And if you were lucky, you might get a call go through and you might be able to hear what was going on the other end.
And plug it into the cigarette lighter and power it.
Well, they were built in. This was
built in.
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about.
I'm thinking the big bulky bag phones. Yeah.
Well, yeah, this was built into the, it was a bag phone without the bag because it was built into the center console of the car.
And that's the key, yeah. The cars that started to come built in and then became very obsolete with communications advancing. I don't remember this one. A clutchless manual transmission.
Oh, yes.
How do you get a clutchless manual transition?
Well, you know what? In my later years of CDL driving, they were building buses with clutchless. They're clutches to the driver. The clutches were built into the transmission and automatically shifted. Hmm. And it shifted like a stick shift. It would rev up.
Really?
It would slow down and then go into second gear and then third. And all you did was kept your foot on the floor. You never had to. You never shifted anything. It did it for you. So it was an auto shift, if you will. And so it didn't have a clutch pedal for the driver, but the transmission did the clutching.
Why not just have an automatic transmission? Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, right. Well, they went back to because nobody liked them.
They took all the fun out of it. We used to like to drive with a four on the floor and a clutch and all.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely.
Number two, bench seats.
Yep. Well, they were around for decades.
For a long time.
Well, some people miss those. Some people don't like that split with the console and everything.
Yeah,
bench. You know, we used to have a name for cars that had a shift in the middle.
Oh, what was that?
You had bucket seats and you had a shift in the middle. They were called birth control cars.
Well, thank you for pointing out the obvious about bench seats. I wasn't going to go there, but nice. And number one again from top 10 worst car features of all time from the 1980s. Not all time, just from the decade of the 80s. Musical car horns.
Oh, yeah.
Never had one of those.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, some car owners who wanted to change the sound of their horn in the 1980s became popular to do so with different options of what your car horn could sound like. But that quickly disappeared, it said.
I did know somebody that had an Iug. Iug.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was annoying.
Well, there you go. Take it for what it's worth. And maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. But that's according to Hot Cars. .com, and we'll put a link up on our. We'll put a podcast segment of this. You can check it out. Have to see if I can't find a link up to the story itself.
They didn't go far enough back to some of the other things in older cars where you had like a push button on the dash for your transmission.
Yeah,
or you had a dimmer switch on the floor that you had to keep hitting with your foot lights and there are a lot of things that are better gone than having been there in the first place.
Yeah,
but three on the column. Did you ever drive a car with a three-speed transmission on the column?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You only wonder what...
You're too young for that.
That one I don't remember.
Charlie.
The dimmer switch I remember. I used to like that. What will the... In 20 years from now, what will we be discussing about the cars of 19...
Yeah, right, right.